Virgin Radio 104.4, good morning. Pretty mullet.
Chris has got a mouthful of carrots.
I know. So we're talking about careers and love.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about right now. So Gigi Hadid basically is going out this guy called Tyler Cameron, and he was a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
They've now taken the Bachelor TV show away from him. He was going to be the Bachelor, but they said, nah, you've got your relationship going. You don't need it anymore.
You're not a Bachelor.
Exactly.
So has your relationship got in front of your career?
Yeah.
Or in between your career? Anonymous on the phone this morning. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous. Don't be nervous. No one's listening. Don't worry. Just you and me and Pretty and Rossi.
Hi.
What happened? You lost a relationship and a job. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. I lost a relationship. I lost my job. I had a very successful career. I was an Asia top performer and everything. And
hold on. I can't hear you very well. You got that phone to your ear so I can hear you a little bit?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. So what job did you have?
I was a banker. I was a successful banker, and I was a manager over there. And then again, I lost everything. I even lost a relationship because my parents were against it, so I had no choice. I just had to leave. I could not give that 1 month notice even first.
So did you lose the job first or the relationship first?
I lost the job first, and then because my parents were totally against it, and then I had to stop my relationship also because it was too
affecting you. I get that. You got a job now, or are you in a relationship? Has anything come forward?
I'm married now. I'm having two kids.
Look at you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. With the bad, I tell you, it will always come the good.
Yeah, it will. Bea on line two. How are you, Bea?
I am good. How are you?
What's going on?
I lost my relationship because of my job. We were in the same company, actually dating, declared our relationship to HR, so everything was fine. And one day she was really stressed out with work, and she asked me to do one of her submissions for a project she needed to do. And I was swamped as well, so I actually told her, like, I can't, sorry. And she said, if you don't, then I'm going to leave you. So I went and complained to the HR department saying that this is a conflict of interest. And she ended up leaving me anyway.
Wow.
Whoa.
She threatened you that if you didn't do the work, because you worked at the same company, that if you didn't do the assignment for her, that she was going to leave you?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Was she just throwing out a threat that she wasn't going to really keep?
Like do you think
that's what I thought, which is why I didn't do the work.
Yeah, but then if you didn't go to HR, what would have happened?
If I didn't go to HR and did it, if there was any mistake in the work, there would be a conflict of interest because the relationship is affecting our job performance.
Right. So you would have gotten in trouble. So,
She would have gotten in trouble, and then if that comes on to me, then we both would have just gotten fired.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. I mean, you gotta pick and choose sometimes. I don't know. Are you happy that you're not in that relationship anymore, or you miss her?
Yeah. In hindsight, it's a good decision.
Good decision?
Yeah.
Right, good. And you're still in the job?
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's a win-win for
Win-win.